Hey everyone, and welcome back for another deep dive.
Glad to be here.
Today we're getting into something I think we all struggle with a bit.
Oh, yeah,
Making
definitely.
those big goals a reality.
Turning vision into action, right?
Yeah, and we found this great Forbes article called How Do You Align Your Vision with Action? So I think this will be a good one to really dig into and see what we can learn.
Absolutely. I think there's some really good stuff in here. And for example, like right off the bat, it talks about visualization. You know, it's really picturing
So
yourself,
not just like vision board.
not just vision board. Yeah, it's about going deeper than that. It's about engaging all your senses. You know, what does success feel like? What does it smell like? What does it even taste like? You know, the more vividly you can imagine it, the more real it becomes in your mind. And that could be so motivating.
Yeah, I can see how that would make it feel more attainable, you know, like something you could actually reach for.
Exactly.
But daydreaming isn't enough.
No, definitely not. The article really emphasizes that action is crucial for turning vision into reality. In fact, it uses this example of like tripling sales in 6 months.
Okay, so a pretty ambitious goal.
Yeah, you're not going to do that by just like, you know, sitting on your couch.
Hoping for the best.
Yeah, exactly. So it's about taking action, but
Okay, so what kind of action?
well, it digs deeper and says it's not just about any action. It's about action that's aligned with your core values.
Okay, so now we're getting to the heart of it.
Yes.
Because I think so many of us, you know, we feel pulled in so many directions and we're trying to achieve all these things.
Yeah.
That might not even really be that important to us.
That's exactly it. And then the article talks about how important it is to know yourself before you even dive into plans and goals. It's about identifying your non-negotiables, those values that are fundamental to you.
So before we even start setting these goals, we
Yeah.
need to figure out what matters.
What matters to you?
Is it spending time with family? Is it, you know, pursuing some creative passion?
Exactly.
Is it, you know, having a positive impact on my community?
Maybe it's about prioritizing your own well-being, like making sure you have time for exercise or meditation or just relaxing and recharging. Whatever it is for you, that's the first step.
So it's like laying the foundation before you start building the house.
Exactly.
But then how do we actually connect those values to our vision?
Well, that's where this key question comes in from the article. It says, does the vision I'm creating align with my values? Why am I starting this business? What do I hope to achieve? So it's about holding your vision up against your values and seeing if there's a genuine match.
So it's like a gut check.
Yeah.
Like if your vision's pulling you in one direction and your values are pulling you in another, that's a sign that something needs to shift.
Exactly. And, you know, I think this is a good point for a listener to maybe pause for a second. Just reflect, like, what are your core values? What matters most to you?
Yeah, that's such a good point. It's easy to get caught up in the excitement of, you know, this big vision, but
For you.
really taking that time to ground ourselves in our values first.
Yes. And once you have that clarity on your values, the article suggests creating a detailed 90-day plan.
Okay, so we're talking about getting down to like the brass tacks, turning those big dreams into concrete steps.
Yeah.
How do we do that?
Well, it highlights the importance of aligning not just your actions, but your thoughts, your feelings, even your habits with your vision, values, and goals. Basically, everything needs to be moving in the same direction.
So it's not enough to just have like a to-do list. It's about making sure that those tasks are really serving that bigger vision and
Exactly.
are aligned with your values.
And speaking of, you know, effort, the article also mentions that the effort you put in should match both your goals and your values.
Okay, so break that down a little bit for me.
Okay, so let's say you're super driven, you're working tirelessly towards your dream, but you also deeply value your own well-being.
Right? So if you're constantly pushing yourself to the point of exhaustion, even if it's for this like good goal, you're neglecting that value of well-being.
So it's not about becoming lazy or anything, but it's about being mindful of your energy and your limits.
Exactly. Finding that sweet spot, that balance between ambition
Ooh.
and staying true to yourself.
Yeah, I think that's such an important point, especially, you know, in our culture where everybody's telling you to hustle all the time.
Hustle, hustle, hustle.
Exactly.
But the article also reminds us that success is not a one-time destination. It's an ongoing journey.
I like that. So we get so caught up in like reaching the finish line
It's not about that.
and then you're done.
It's about constantly checking in, making sure your vision and your actions are still aligned,
Right.
and celebrating those milestones along the way.
Yeah, I think that takes the pressure off too, because it's not about getting everything perfect right from day one.
Totally.
It's about evolving and, you know, adapting
as it grows,
as we learn and grow. And remember, even your values might evolve over time too.
Yeah.
What's important to you now might shift as you gain new experiences and perspectives.
That's true. Yeah, it's like a dance between your vision and your values.
Yeah.
Just constantly finding that harmony as you move forward.
Mm-hmm.
This is making me rethink a lot of things.
That's great. I mean, this article really does offer a lot to think about.
Yeah, now I want to hear more about how we can make sure our actions truly do align with our values.
Let's get into that. So let's get practical.
Okay.
Okay, remember those core values that we talked about?
Yeah.
Think about how those play out in your daily life.
Okay, so like if family time is really important to me, I might make sure that dinners are device-free or we, you know, plan these fun weekend adventures together.
Right, exactly.
But how does that then connect to, like, say, a work goal?
That's a good question. So imagine you're aiming for a promotion at work.
Uh-huh.
But it involves longer hours or maybe more travel.
Okay.
Does that clash with that value of family time?
Yeah. It definitely goes. So is the article saying, like, don't even go for the promotion then?
Not necessarily. It's more about finding those creative solutions.
Okay.
So maybe you negotiate for some work from home days, or you make sure that travel is limited, you know, to very specific times of year.
Mm-hmm.
The key is to not sacrifice the value.
Right.
For the sake of achieving the goal.
Okay. I like that. So it's not about abandoning, you know, ambition or anything, but it's about finding a path that honors both.
Exactly.
What about other values? Like, say someone really values creativity.
Okay. So let's say their vision is to launch a side hustle, you know, like an online store,
mm-hmm.
but their 9-to-5 is just like draining all their creative energy.
Yeah. If you get home and you just want to like zone out, you don't want to brainstorm product ideas.
Exactly. So in that case, aligning action might mean carving out specific time for creative work.
Okay.
Even if it's just, you know, 30 minutes before you start your workday, or it could even mean looking for a more fulfilling job in the long run.
Yeah.
You know, something that really fuels your creativity.
So it's almost like those values become a filter for your actions.
Yeah.
If something doesn't pass that values test, then you either tweak it or you find a different way.
Precisely. And this leads to another point that the article emphasizes, which is that the effort that you put in should match both your goals and your values.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm picturing like someone super driven. They're working really hard towards their dream.
Right.
But they also really value their well-being.
That's where it can get tricky.
Yeah.
Because if they're constantly pushing themselves to the point of exhaustion, even if that's for this good goal, they're neglecting that value of well-being.
So it's not about becoming lazy. It's about being mindful
right.
of your energy, of your limits.
Exactly. And the article even reminds us that success is not a one-time destination. It's an ongoing journey.
Oh, I love that. Because we get so caught up in the hustle.
Hustle.
All the time, you know, and
it's a marathon, not a sprint.
Yeah. And then you reach that finish line and then what?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's about celebrating the milestones.
Yeah.
You know, as you go, not just the final outcome.
Yeah, that takes the pressure off, I think, too, because it's not about being perfect from day one.
It's about evolving.
It's about evolving and adapting.
As you go.
Yeah, as we learn and grow.
As you learn and grow. And you know what? Even your values might evolve over time.
That's true.
What's important to you now might shift as you gain new experiences and you see things from different perspectives.
That's true. It's like a dance between your vision and your values.
Yeah.
You're constantly finding that harmony as you're moving forward.
Absolutely.
This is making me rethink how I approach my goals.
I'm so glad. And that's, you know, one of the things that I love about this article is it really offers you a lot to think about.
It does. And I think the biggest takeaway for me so far is it's not just about what you achieve, but it's also about how you achieve it.
Yes, how you get there. And that's the key, right? It's about finding that sweet spot where your dreams, your actions, and your values all come together in perfect harmony.
So beautifully said. And now I'm excited to hear what advice we have for our listeners in this final part. Okay, so we've talked about the big picture, you know, the vision, the values, the action, but what's something our listener can actually do right now today to start putting this into practice?
Well, the article ends with a really great suggestion. It says, consider one specific action you could take today that aligns with both your vision and your values.
So it doesn't have to be this huge, like, life-altering step. It can be something small.
Absolutely. It can be something as simple as, like, sending an email that you've been putting off.
Okay.
If it moves you closer to a goal that, you know, really resonates with your values.
Or, like, blocking out you know, 30 minutes in my calendar to just brainstorm ideas if my vision is to, you know, launch a creative project or something.
Exactly. Or if one of your values is personal growth, maybe it's, you know, spending 15 minutes reading an article about something you've been wanting to learn more about.
Right.
It doesn't have to be this big monumental thing.
It's amazing how those small steps can like really build momentum, though.
Oh, yeah.
And pave the way for bigger things.
Absolutely. And it's about showing up for yourself, you know, showing the universe that you're serious about making this vision a reality.
So to our listener out there, what's that one step you're going to take today? What's that nudge that aligns with both your dreams and your values?
It's there waiting for you.
Yeah. And as you keep taking those steps, remember, you got this.
You got this.
Thanks for diving deep with us today. Keep those visions clear, those actions aligned, and those values strong. And until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep diving deep.